Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everybody and welcome back to the show. Today with us we have Gina Mundy, and Gina is an attorney that specialises in childbirth cases. For over two decades she's analysed the mistakes that are made during labour and delivery, and drawing on this knowledge she's authored the best-selling book A Parent's Guide to Safer Childbirth to help parents prevent these mistakes and have a healthy baby. So rather than merely getting involved after an unfortunate mistake was made, Gina's really taking a proactive approach by getting involved before childbirth, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself and share some of this knowledge with us today, which we're really fortunate to have you on. So welcome to the show, Gina. Thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Jessica, for having me. I'm excited for our conversation today.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd love to know just a little bit about you and your background. I kind of touched on it there, but just a little bit about how you kind of got involved in doing what you do.
Oh, sure. You know, I wish I had a better story, but literally first job out of law school, I was hired into basically a team of over 20 people, and all they did were childbirth cases. So just an attorney, childbirth cases, about 21 years. I wish I had a more exciting story, but this is not an area that they teach you about in law school. It's not really an area they teach you, you know, college, high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about it. I stumbled on it. But just so your audience understands what a case is, or childbirth case, it involves the birth of a baby when something goes wrong. So baby is not born healthy. Baby may pass away during childbirth, or in some cases, mom will pass away during childbirth. So as the attorney on the case, I come in and I find out what happened, what went wrong, and more importantly, what should have been done so baby would have been born healthy, or mom, mom around to raise her baby. So that's your childbirth case. That's how I'm involved. Obviously there's a little bit more to it, but, I'm also, my personal background, I'm a mom of three. I have a 19-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old daughter, a 9-year-old son. I've been married for 21 years, which is the same amount of time I've been practicing law. So it was graduate law school, get married, get my first job. And that's probably one of the big reasons I stuck with that job. I did really enjoy the job because I remember getting my first case in and going, wait, things go wrong during childbirth, like really wrong. And again, being hired into a team of over 20 people, this is all we did were these childbirth cases. It was a little scary. Mm-hmm. And having a baby, I was young, having a baby was on my radar as I had just gotten married. So I wanted to learn about this area of law to make sure, you know, these mistakes and complications that this team of over 20 people, you know, were handling, didn't happen during the birth of my baby.
Yeah, I think, and I also think that's crazy that you said you weren't even taught that in law school, and the fact that, it's obviously such an important area if you're so many people. So that's, crazy to me. Because then what prompted you to then write this book from your experience with these childbirth cases?
Yeah, so I went the first 19 years just doing these cases, you know, in the grind. I'm a partner at a law firm. I have people under me. And one day I was stopped in my tracks. We basically had like a near close family tragic event during the birth of a baby. My niece was pregnant and she was giving birth to the next baby the first baby of the next generation. Anyway, you got the point. So she had a really difficult childbirth, and I remember I was standing in my kitchen and my phone rang and it was my sister, her mom. And I was expecting the good news that Sam had her baby. And instead, it was one of those moments you will never forget. And I pick up the phone and it's my sister screaming, just the baby crashed. And I was like, oh no, because I know what that means. This is what I see. So I ran away because my kids were around me. I ran outside and I sat there and I listened to her cry. And of course, me going through her labor, I was, looking at it from an attorney standpoint, like what happened, what went wrong. I'm going back through everything. I'd been updated throughout the labor. So I'm going back, I'm replaying everything in my head. And as I listened to my sister cry, it was this moment, like, wait a minute. This is how the families feel. This is not a legal analysis. This is moment one. From now, your life is forever changed. And it just stopped me in my tracks. And basically, as I said earlier, I have a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old, and the thought, and a 9-year-old son. And with the thought of me not being around for the birth of my grandkids kind of set in. By the way, we did get news that baby was going to be okay.
That's it.
And today she is a healthy baby girl. So we are, I'm like, I forgot that part. But
Nice.
it actually is the introduction to the book because it is why I wrote the book. But just to sum it up, basically, all of a sudden, I'm like, what if I'm not around for the birth of my grandkids? Because that day I was 1,100 miles from Sam, my niece. I couldn't get to her at the hospital. And so I'm like, I have to write down what I know for my kids. Because how I would prepare my kids for childbirth is completely different than how another family would prepare for childbirth. So I started to write everything down that I knew because there are reoccurring issues, there are reoccurring facts that families do need to have to understand so they can help prevent it from happening during the birth of their baby. So yeah, once I switched, I went into this kind of like a switch from attorney to author mode, and I just started writing, and it became quite apparent very quickly that this was information that could actually help all families, not just mine.
Well, that's really inspiring, and I think, yeah, that kind of personal touch to it really sets it up for being a great book. And I think we are not taught, and we're really not taught enough about childbirth, and there's so much mystery, and so much of it is just kind of going off of what other people say, and there's so many things that, like, misinformation out there. So I think that's really important from your standpoint, where you know what should happen and what are the correct things to kind of happen to kind of share that knowledge. And so for people listening to this that are soon to be parents, or even just thinking about childbirth in general, what kind of information would you say to help inform them to have a safe delivery, or what are the common things that they can watch out for, as you said?
So the common facts, common issues in my case is chapter 11. And that is such an important chapter for parents. It will give them their heightened sense of awareness. It will help activate their intuition, which is so important during the birth of a baby, so they can make sure those good decisions are made. Because I'll tell you, the families in the cases are one decision or minutes from a healthy baby. Very tragic. So anyway, so let me tell you like the top three, because I think these are so incredibly important. So the number one fact in my cases is the drug Pitocin. Pitocin is the drug that is used to induce mom's labor. So it basically babies in the uterus and it makes the uterus contract, which then the body, gives the cues to the body follows, and then it's supposed to go into labor. Most of my cases involve Pitocin. So I've seen a Pitocin inductions gone wrong since February 2003. So I did write a subsequent chapter then on how to have a safe Pitocin induction because of all the, research I've done on the drug, hospital protocols, talking to delivery teams, and whatnot. And parents have to understand, they may be listening to this going, okay, all right. When things go wrong, Pitocin's usually involved. I'm not getting Pitocin. Here's the deal. No matter if you plan on getting Pitocin or not, if you are pregnant, you have to understand what this drug is because it's very possible that it will be offered to you during your pregnancy or in labor. For instance, if you go to the hospital and you're 38 weeks pregnant and you're like, okay, I'm going to check on baby, you're not feeling great. And there's concerns about baby, you have two options, C-section or Pitocin induction. So you have to understand that drug and understand the decision you're making. So that is absolutely huge. Another reoccurring issue and reoccurring fact in the cases is a busy labor and delivery unit. So your delivery team cannot just sit at your bedside and watch you and baby. And especially if a unit is busy, that means they are with other patients. They are running hard, they're thinned out. And unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, eyes are off the prize and something goes wrong. So it's really important then to, have a good understanding of childbirth so you can kind of work with, communicate with your team. It's way more in depth than that. Just so you understand, in my book, I may identify these issues, but then I tell, mom exactly how to solve the problem or make sure it doesn't happen during their, the birth of their baby. Because I did write it for my kids, and my kids are teenagers right now, so you can't just like tell them something, you have to tell them how to do it. So I was very, very, so if you read
I
the
can
book, you're gonna
explain
be like,
it.
okay, busy labor and delivery unit. This is what Gina said I have to do now to make sure if this does happen and I walk into a busy unit, I'm getting the attention I need, or my baby is, or I know, XYZ. And then the third reoccurring issue or fact in a case, most mistakes or complications occur after mom's water breaks. So if your doctor wants to break your water or recommends, hey, I'd like to break your bag of water, just understand that is a very important decision. So if they recommend it, your response should be, is there a medical reason or do you want to be home for dinner? As a childbirth attorney, I've heard both. So now they won't say that to you. And you know what? And if you're not all doctors are like that, but there's some. I know who they are. So very, very important that they are breaking your bag of water for, the right reasons, because after your water breaks, the fluid comes out. Remember, baby's been hanging out in the uterus with the placenta where it gets its their nutrients. They have the lifeline, which is the umbilical cord that gives baby all of their oxygen and whatnot. So, and that all of everything is surrounded by the fluid. So when you take the fluid out of the equation or it drains out of mom, things change in there. And you have to remember, baby's inside of mom. So how it may change, they don't really know because baby's inside of mom. So again, super important decision that I don't think people realize unless you do what I do.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at. And with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And I think that's really important, as you said, just to kind of be aware of these different things and obviously be aware that it is such an important time. But I think that's a really key way of what parents can do. But have you got any other advice about what parents can do to kind of help maximize their chances of a safe delivery, so you can kind of feel they feel like they can do something themselves to, yeah, have take control of the situation?
Excellent question. Yes. So that is chapter one. Chapter one of my book are the lessons from the baby cases. As a lesson, these are things that we can learn in order to prevent it from happening in the future. Mm-hmm. So I go through the lessons. Each lesson, just so your audience understands, is then a subsequent chapter. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, here's your lesson. This is what you need to know. And then again, hot chapter, exactly what you need to know to make those good decisions. So lesson number one, you must prepare for childbirth. You must have an understanding of childbirth and what is happening. Because a lot of the families, when they come to the hospital, they're not ready for childbirth. Now, they've spent a lot of time on the nursery, getting everything ready, but they're not ready for childbirth. They're not ready to make those important decisions. And, you know, it's like, it's a mentality we're all guilty of. Bad things only happen to other people, but that leaves you very vulnerable. Mm. And I would not recommend that on one of the most important days of your life. Because I'm sure your audience is probably like me. Since I was a little girl playing with baby dolls, I dreamed of the day that my baby was going to be born. What would my baby look like holding my baby for the first time? This is such a powerful moment in your life that you need to get ready for. So the lesson, that's the lesson. And there's other parts. Like, if you have a good understanding of childbirth, when you talk to your delivery team, they're, it's more streamlined communication. They don't have to explain every detail to you, because when they need to do that, that's a lot of time. And then not only that, it may swallow up the important details. So there's just so much to that. So that's lesson number one. So then chapter two will then elaborate on all of the basics about childbirth that, as a childbirth attorney, I believe are super important. These are the facts that I rely on when I'm looking at a case to figure out, was the care good or was the care bad? Mm. Again, that these facts that are in this chapter will help parents get the better understanding, again, to give them the foundation to make those good decisions. Mm. So, listen, this is not your ordinary pregnancy book. This is not what you're going to find in any other pregnancy book. This is what the childbirth attorney believes important. Now, with that said, my book is not, I worked very hard to make sure it was not scary. It's just, you know, that information there. So, you know, you guys can make the good decisions, because my book's not about what can go wrong. It's how to make sure it goes right. Mm. So back to chapter one. So that's the first lesson. Huge and whatnot. Then I go over your delivery team. Typically, your delivery team are the people who are scheduled to work that day. Well, they're also responsible for helping to bring your baby safely into this world. So you really want a dream team. And if you don't have it, again, I tell you kind of how to handle that and what to do. Because in my legal baby cases, it's the delivery team's care that is at issue and analyzed more than any other aspect of the case. So having that good delivery team is so important. Doctors, the next lesson is you got to find a good doctor. And I go through the different things that you need to know about it to figure out if your doctor is good. I've been analyzing OBGYNs for, let's see, I'm on 21 years now, almost to the date. I think I started, what's today? I started in this profession the first week in February 2003. So for 21 years, because these are the doctors who, you know, deliver babies, obviously, you know, they're a huge part of my case. You cannot stick a bad doctor in front of a jury. So I Every doctor, everybody gets a huge doctor analysis. And I put it in the book to help parents find the good doctor because they head your delivery team. The interesting thing is they're typically not at the hospital. So making sure you have a good one is important because they're usually just communicating with the people that are at your bedside, giving you direct care, your nurse, a midwife, a resident, and so forth. But yeah, there's just so much more. I can keep going, or if you wanted to ask anything about those. So those are the lessons, and there's more lessons, which then are more subsequent chapters.
I think maybe just to have, like, just for the UK-based audience, we obviously have the NHS. So I think choosing the doctor is not always an option because, yeah, we kind of use the NHS instead of always going private. So maybe like an extra bonus tip for people based in the UK, if that's all right.
I noticed yesterday, by the way, that over 25% of my book sales are UK. Yeah, so you guys are loving my book out there because it's really been, it's always like United States and then it would be like Australia. It goes between Australia, Japan, Canada, Germany, UK. For some odd reason, this month, you guys, it's just going, yeah, everywhere in the UK. So you have to remember, and I know this is applicable to the UK also, but as mom, as you are the decision maker, and you have to keep in mind that your doctors are giving you recommendations when they're at telling, I mean, they cannot just do a C-section, they can't just do Pitocin, they're actually giving you recommendations. So if you have a good understanding of childbirth, then with your doctor, maybe you don't have the best doctor and you're like, oh, well, that's my doctor. But that's why having a good knowledge base and understanding these different aspects is so incredibly important. When I talk a lot of times to, especially like new moms or something, I may say something and they're like, I just didn't realize it. For instance, if you're going to have a Pitocin induction, how important it is to watch your contractions. And so a lot of this stuff with childbirth, it's not rocket science, but if you know it, you'll be able to make those good decisions when your doctor's giving you different options, even if you're not like a complete fan of your doctor. And then if you don't like your doctor, listen, labor and delivery nurses are usually pretty awesome people. Now, I have some that are not, like every profession. But usually they're a special breed of people. So if you're not a fan of your doctor, if you can finagle a really good labor and delivery nurse somehow, that would be great because there are some excellent nurses that, are out there. But going back to like contractions and Pitocin, for instance, Pitocin is a drug that makes your uterus, your body contract. When you have a contraction, that is the uterus where the baby lives, squeezing down on the baby for a minute. Now, very painful for mom. Most moms get epidurals to deal with contractions. Babies, they don't have that luxury. Contractions are very hard on baby. And when the uterus contracts and squeezes down on baby, it actually cuts the oxygen off to the baby. Listen, completely normal. Babies are made to handle contractions. However, when you have a drug like Pitocin that's not natural and they increase it too fast or the dosage is too high and your uterus is like contract, 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 contract. I mean, that's like baby continuously going, during a contraction, a doctor, they describe it as baby goes underwater during the contraction. And as the contraction releases, baby comes up for air. So you now know with Pitocin's on, if your contractions are too, close together, I go through what that means. Or if you see a contraction, just so your audience understands it, it's all graphs right next to your bed. I go through everything in the book so you'll understand it more once you read it. But if you have a contraction, it's so important then if you're on, especially if you're on Pitocin, because they're not natural contractions. So look at your baby's heart rate. So if your baby's heart rate stays the same, it's been kind of, it's normal. And again, I explain what that is. Then, it's okay. But all of a sudden, if you see a contraction, You know right now baby does not have oxygen, and in response your baby's heart rate starts to drop. That means baby doesn't like the contraction. So if it keeps happening, then Pitocin has to be slowed down, you know, it's cut in half, stopped, whatever it is, depending on your labor. So there's things like, if you know that, you can kind of work with your delivery team, or, you know, make those important decisions with your doctor, and whatnot. So that's why I think learning about it, not so you're not so much you're like you're a mini doctor, but that way you understand what's happening to your body, what's happening to your baby. And, you know, the other thing that I will say for your audience, listen, understanding your baby's heart rate is so incredibly important. Really, the medical community, and I write this in my book, has tried to keep it to themselves. But listen, as a childbirth attorney, the first thing I learned was how to read the baby's heart rate. As I talked about a minute ago, baby is inside mom. They have a hard time. Okay, how's baby doing? They look at their heart rate. Okay, this is unlike, so a doctor, for instance, can look at mom. And if mom is in a bunch of pain, the doctor's going to know. The doctor communicates, hi, looks like you're in a bunch of pain. What's going on? Mom communicates back. They make a plan, possibly a diagnosis, and you know everything's okay. Baby is different because baby is inside you. So if you understand the heart rate, you can understand how your baby is doing during labor. And I've had doctors testify, and I put the testimony in the book from the doctors. The only way a baby can talk to a doctor during labor is through their heart rate. So if you understand how to read your baby's heart rate, then you understand how it's like your baby can talk to you, and you can understand how they're doing, you know, doing during labor. So yeah, if you can't pick your doctor and you're, you know, then my book is incredibly important if you cannot pick your doctor. So you'll have to just read your chapter, so you'll know if you have a good doctor or not. And then everything that you need to know to help you make those good decisions, just in case you're not a fan of your doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I know obviously like the doctors and healthcare professionals are there to help you, but I think it can be so empowering, as you said, to have that knowledge and to know a bit about what's going on, just because it's a, as you say, another eyes, another person kind of being able to be aware of the things that are happening. And I also think it makes the whole childbirth process a lot less scary if you know, oh, I will probably do this next or this next, or these are my different options. I think it can be such an overwhelming time. And if you don't know what's going on and you're in a bunch of pain and you may have some drugs or something because you're in a lot of pain, it can be really overwhelming and confusing. So I think having that knowledge about, okay, this is what's happening, this means this means that it can, yeah, really make the whole process a lot smoother and feel a lot easier.
You know, with that said, you just said something. So another lesson in from the cases is to have a baby advocate, like a second set of eyes. So husband, get your husband involved. Listen, until my book came out, there was no guide for husbands to protect their wife, protect their baby. Listen, instinctually, a good husband is going to want to protect you and baby, and literally my book tells them how to do it. And there's an entire chapter on baby advocate, what they need to know and what they need to understand. And listen, that will help mom also relax during, childbirth, because you want to stay relaxed. If you're not, it's going to take longer. So you need to be able to nod at your husband and, or tell him something or say a word or whatever. I go through it in the book. But then he can be kind of the advocate or protect you. Again, I think that's especially important, in the UK, given what we just talked about with the doctors.
No, I think that's really, really important. And as you say, it can feel quite scary, I think, sometimes hearing these stories. I know obviously you deal with, unfortunately, some of the worst cases, but I think having that knowledge, you can utilize it and, as you say, learn lessons from it. And I think that and to prevent it happening to yourself. So I don't think people should frame it as being kind of scary. I think you should frame it as being empowering so that you can learn about what you can do to minimize that risk to yourself.
No, 100%. Listen, fear is, you have fear too, because you don't have the knowledge base. And that's where fear comes in. You won't have that fear if you have an understanding of what is in my book.
Yeah,
So,
completely.
no, and I had six pregnant beta readers. So these are people who read your book before it's published. Six pregnant ones go through my book. And my number one question is, my book scary? And they were like, they all read it. They said, absolutely not. No, they were so thankful to have this information. And then I can report, finally, they all had nice, healthy babies. So,
Oh, that's always a nice way
yeah,
to
I know. I'm like, oh my goodness, if somebody doesn't, this isn't
hear.
going to work. This isn't going to work. But I, no, we, because one had just gotten pregnant. So, yeah, because the book was just published, as I said, 7 months ago. So, but yeah, the last baby was born and we're all good.
No, that's amazing. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing all of that knowledge. And that brings me to the end of my questions that I have. But I was wondering if you had anything else that you wanted to mention or cover. Of course, I'll attach all socials in the bio and the link to the book as well for those that are interested. But I think, yeah, it was a really, really empowering conversation.
Thank you. Yeah, so your audience, yes, there is one more thing. That chapter one with the lessons from the baby cases is so incredibly important. I actually have it on my website, like for free. Download it, share it,
Amazing.
do whatever. And it will give everybody that good basis foundation for what they need to know, and understand. And then not only then can you then get the book and read the subsequent chapters, but then you can talk to other people about it. You can, again, use that information to help you, get ready. So yeah, so my website is ginamundy.com, GINAMUNDY.com. And then of course you got to follow me on Instagram at Gina Mundy. I always keep, I got to stop saying this, but I was never a social media person. I was like the mom, the wife, partner in a law firm. And now that I'm an author, they're like, Gina, you got to get on social media. So I'm kind of in the starting the social media thing. I'm actually enjoying it.
No,
So.
that's great. And I think, yeah, that's so amazing that that's on your website as well. I'm sure a lot of people will have a little click over. And I think, yeah, what you're doing to kind of spread awareness about childbirth and the whole process is really inspiring. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing some of your wisdom with us today.
Oh, thank you, Jessica, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbs from Screen Me, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.